Today on 5-Minute Monday, you'll learn the criteria that you should use when choosing a podcast monetization strategy. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now today, we are kicking off a, get this, 9-part series about podcast monetization. We are going full force, all in, to podcast monetization. So first, let's talk about your podcast. Before we dive into the strategies themselves, it's important to know what your broader goals are for your podcast. Are you trying to quit your 9-to-5 job and do your podcast full time? Or are you trying to drive leads to your business? Or is this just a passion project that you would like to support itself so that it pays for itself and it's not coming out of your pocket? You should be really clear about what your goals are, because where you're trying to go will ultimately determine the monetization strategy that you should implement, right? This isn't a cookie cutter solution where one size fits all. One size doesn't fit all. Depending on what your goals are and where you're trying to go, that will ultimately decide which strategy you should implement. But once you get a handle on that, I want to walk you through some criteria that you should use when deciding if a strategy is right for you, right? And the first thing that you should think about is the size of your audience. Certain monetization strategies only work if you have a massive audience, like tens of thousands of listeners. But other strategies work better for podcasts with smaller audiences or medium-sized audiences. And so in each strategy that we dive into, I will let you know what size audience you need in order to take full advantage of it. But just understand, just because one strategy works for a certain kind of podcast doesn't mean it's going to work equally well for a different size podcast. So that's the first criteria, is audience size. The second thing that you need to think about is time commitment, right? Some monetization strategies are pretty straightforward and require little to no time from you, but others require you to spend a lot of time on them in order for them to really work. And you never want your podcast to suffer from a lack of attention, right? You don't want to put yourself in a position where monetizing your podcast creates unnecessary stress. And how much time you have to devote to monetizing your podcast plays a big role in what is best for you. Because if you let it, monetization can become a part-time job. And so you just want to be really strategic about what you are committing to and signing up for. Now, the third thing you need to think about is what's going to give you the best bang for your buck. Now, some monetization strategies are extremely lucrative, meaning you can make quite a bit from a relatively average audience size, but those strategies often take more time to implement, whereas less lucrative strategies take less time. So just because a strategy will hypothetically make you more money, that doesn't mean it's the right strategy for you, right? You want to balance all of these factors, all of the things that we're talking about, to figure out what is going to be the best bang for your buck that isn't going to take up too much of your time, that is going to be profitable, that's actually going to drive income for your podcast, and that is going to fit well with the fourth criteria, which is to know your audience, right? Whatever you decide to do, you want to make sure it aligns with your audience's values, right? If you know that your audience will not respond well to host-read ads, then you shouldn't do them. If you know your audience can't afford to buy an online course from you, then don't do that, right? So you have to know your audience. You have to get a feel for what they like, what they don't like, what they'll respond to, because ultimately every monetization strategy comes down to the relationship your listener has with you and whether they trust you with their buying decisions. So those are the four criteria: audience size, time commitment, bang for your buck, and know your audience. And you will want to use these four criteria to determine the right monetization strategy for your podcast, ultimately to help you reach your goals without sacrificing what you've already built. Well, that's it for today. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. I left a link in the show notes to our brand new blog post that covers monetization strategies. So if you want to peek ahead and see what's coming up, you can go and check that out. And if there's something that you want us to talk about on a future episode of 5-Minute Mondays, just click the link in the show notes and you could submit your question. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.